When President Trump was officially renominated by the Republican Party yesterday, just 336 delegates were in the room in North Carolina. Most of the 2,500 people who had hoped to be there were watching from home. But they are no less excited about the GOP ticket. The NewsHour caught up with a few of them before the convention started.
My name's Jim Worthington. I'm from Upper Makefield, Pennsylvania. I am a Trump delegate.
My name is Christine Ong Cothran. I'm from the Grand Canyon state of Arizona.
My name is Charles Helwig.
My name is Cameron Cavett.
My name is Richard K. Jones.
Yeah, I'm a Republican. I'm probably not your typical Republican, but I am definitely a Republican. Well, I have my own group called People for Trump. I work side by side with the GOP, but I keep my independence.
I'm a member of the North Carolina GOP Central Committee. And I've done everything, knocking doors, making phone calls, helping candidates.
I think that that's one thing that this president has done for so many people out there is he didn't need to get involved, but he did. And as a result, so many of us have realized the need within ourselves to do the same.
But I'm doing a lot of things to want to get out the vote program, to get voters registered and also vote by mail.
When the opportunity came up to put my name in the ring as an at-large national delegate to send Donald J. Trump as the presidential candidate, I jumped at it.
I was chosen, I assume, because I'm a very outspoken individual and I'm a very large supporter for the president.
I was also a delegate in 2016 at the National Convention in Cleveland. I joke sometimes, I've been to one Grateful Dead concert in my life. Wasn't a deadhead. Wanted to go one time for the experience. Glad I did it. Wouldn't go again.
It's a great time for fellowship among the delegate and all our state people. So I was looking forward to the network opportunities and a chance to meet people from around the country, you know, that are on board with Team Trump. I really was excited about that.
I've never been to a convention. I've seen them on television. So I'm going to miss out on that experience. But with the pandemic, we have no choice. Never lived through one of these before, so this will all be different.
The thing that I'm most looking forward to is getting this president reelected. You know, we at this point have to replace, I would say, electability with electricity.
I'll be hosting a potentially state of Pennsylvania, in my field house, a watch party there. We'll watch the president give his speech.
We're meeting with our congressmen and having a dinner and kind of a little party and things. And I'm excited about that.
You can say what you want about President Trump and his tweets, but it's fun to hear the man talk in person and the room gets fired up. And we've had great speakers, you know, live that would have got everybody fired up. I think I'll do a good job, even in the virtual setting.